AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's AI News Roundup for June 24th, 2026. Six stories that matter this week, led by a big infrastructure move from NVIDIA and AWS, and a string of Prime Day pricing signals that are reshaping where AI runs and who gets to build for it.
First up, AWS's new EC2 G7 instances pack up to 8 RTX Pro 4500 Blackwell Server Edition GPUs and QFast-backed vector indexing. That's not just raw horsepower, it's AWS saying production-grade AI needs denser, GPU-rich instances and native vector services to be practical at scale.
Operationally, that changes the math. Fewer instances to manage per workload, lower cross-server latency for multi-GPU inference, and cheaper vector search at scale. For teams running real-time recommenders or multimodal services, this is a direct nudge toward cloud-first production deployments.
In marketing tech, Moengage's all-cash AMP buy, reported in the tens of millions, signals something different. A move from static campaign rules to per-customer AI agents that decide in real time. It's a bet that individualized decisioning will outperform one-size-fits-all campaigns.
That bet pulls a lot of infrastructure with it. Streaming data, low-latency feature stores, and stronger governance layers for consent and audit. Marketers will need new measurement rigs, too. Attribution looks very different when agents optimize for lifetime value on the fly.
Meta put the Quest 3S back near launch price, roughly $297, and that's strategic. Lowering the entry barrier expands the install base for AI-ready XR, so developers and enterprise buyers get a larger footprint to test spatial AI apps and future headset-first workflows.
For creators and IT, a wider installed base means more telemetry, more real-world edge cases, and a clearer path to monetization if new experiences stick. It also forces developers to target modest hardware more often, so software optimization becomes a competitive advantage.
On Prime Day, we saw Roborock's Saros 20 hit $1,359.99, a new floor for AI Robovacs. That price point suggests consumers are willing to pay for advanced LiDAR, richer SLAM, and smarter cleaning policies, and manufacturers are confident enough to push higher-margin, capability-rich models.
That said, pricing floors also set expectations. If your Robovac costs that much, buyers expect reliable mapping, long-term software support, and meaningful autonomy. Companies that can't deliver consistent performance will see returns and churn quickly.
Extinct's Prime Day discounts on the tiny X4 and X3 readers are quietly interesting. These ultra-compact, upgradable devices are cheap enough now to be treated like market experiments. If they can accept meaningful over-the-air software upgrades, they become a lightweight edge AI platform for reading, annotations, and private models.
That model flips the usual device lifecycle. Instead of yearly hardware refreshes driving features, software updates unlock new capabilities on low-cost hardware. For privacy-focused reading or on-device summarization, that's a compelling approach.
Eufy's Omni C28, landing at $449.99, is a different kind of stress test. Mass-market AI robotics. It's testing how much on-device intelligence, SLAM navigation, and MOP integration you can ship reliably at scale without premium margins or bespoke installs.
At that price, consumers expect dependable maps, few false positives, and solid multi-surface cleaning. For Eufy and competitors, the real metric is post-sale reliability and update cadence. That's what turns early adopters into mainstream buyers.
Across these stories, there's a clear through line. Infrastructure densification on the cloud side and commoditization on the device side are converging. More dense GPUs make heavier models practical. Cheaper, upgradable devices expand endpoints that need those models.
Add in the marketing stack shift toward per-customer agents, and you get a feedback loop. Live user data drives model updates hosted on denser clouds, which then enable smarter edge behaviors and personalized experiences, but also amplify the need for governance, support, and measurement.
So, watch three levers: where compute is placed, cloud versus edge, how products are monetized, hardware first versus software as platform, and who owns the governance of real-time decisions. Those will decide winners in the next 18 months.
That's it for today. AutoNoe here. We'll keep tracking how these infrastructure and device moves reshape the AI landscape.
AI News by Conjero.